We're so grateful to hear that testimony tonight of what the Lord has done in our life. I was just thinking that whenever he spoke at the beginning that he is his own person, he is his own responsibility, that salvation is an intensely personal matter. You learn of that in Paul's letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, where Paul writes and says, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And even though his father has been so renowned in the free church and further afield, it makes no difference. Salvation is an individual and personal matter. And young people, there are quite a number of you tonight, let me say it to you, don't think that because your mum and dad have been good Christian people that you're okay. We've been hearing tonight from the Lord's servant that it's not okay. Oh yes, blessed with many privilege, but you have to come yourself and trust the Lord personally for salvation. And it's not only for young people, it's for older people also. We learn in God's word where the apostle says, for to me to live is Christ. To me to live. Intensely personal. The Lord Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Pontius Pilate, when he was faced with a great crisis and dilemma, cried out, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? So you keep that in mind, that salvation is intensely personal. But there are elements involved in this experience of salvation. That verse in 2 Timothy 1 and 12, Paul says, I know whom I have believed. To believe something that you hear is to take it at its face value. To take it, certainly when it's coming from the Lord, that is, from God's word. If the Bible says we are lost and undone, we are lost and undone. And we need to take heed to ourselves and realize that there is a place of refuge in the Lord Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Men and women, we need to believe in Christ. Trust him. But Paul says, I know whom I have believed. God has said something to him. So he says, I believe God. It's not that he's so much as saying, I believe in God or I believe on God. He's just saying, I believe God. And what God has said is in this book here. We've heard part of it tonight from Psalm 38 and a few other verses. But the whole tenor of God's word is that we're sinners, lost and undone. And God has provided a Savior. And that Savior is his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the tree, who shed his atoning blood, that we might be cleansed from our sins, and that we might be saved. So, there's that element of belief, saving faith, taking God at his word, simply, without questioning. And of course, repentance. In the Bible, faith and repentance go together. Repentance is to leave the sins I loved before, and show that I in earnest grieve by doing so no more. And then he says, I know whom I have believed. There's the element of knowing God. This is tremendous. God in his word says, I desired not sacrifice. I desired mercy and not sacrifice. And the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. God wants for you to get to know him. We talk about, do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord, sir? Do you know the Lord, madam? That really means, are you a Christian? But there's more to it than just, are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord? It's not enough to say, I know something about him. I know something about John's dad. I sat under him for years in the theological hall, and we've been together at different times. But nobody knows his dad better than John here himself. And we can know a lot about God, but you need to know God in that intimate way. And that's where reading the Bible and especially coming to Christ, trusting in him and communing with him is concerned. In Isaiah 53, verse 11, we read, "By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many." By the knowledge of him, that is. By the knowledge of God. By the knowledge of Christ. And oh, tonight the Lord is waiting to reveal himself to you. Would you not take him as your Savior? And if you have professed in years gone by, would you not come back to him again? Those peaceful hours I once enjoyed, how sweet they still, but they have left an aching void this world can never fill. The dearest idol I have known, whatever that idol be, help me to take it from thy throne and worship only thee. One other thing, not only is salvation intensely personal, not only are there these elements of saving faith and the knowledge of God and repentance in it, but lastly, let me say this. One can be absolutely certain of his or her relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Absolutely certain. You need not be in any doubt whatsoever. You can be sure. I have met good people, and I believe Christians, but they lack assurance. They feel that it's a humble thing, but really it's not that humble, because it's refusing to face God's word and to accept God's word. If God says he gives you eternal life upon your repentance and faith, he means that. And eternal means eternal. We read in 1 John 5 and verse 13, "These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye might know that ye have eternal life, and this life is in his Son." The Lord wants you to be absolutely certain, and you may be tonight. If you will just take Christ to be your Savior, turn away from whatever you're using a crutch, be it the church or the sacraments or religion, but take Christ alone. Upon a life I did not live, upon a death I did not die, upon another's life, another's death, I stake my whole eternity. Will you do the same? And will you trust him as your Savior tonight? And this testimony was timely. Heard someone tonight saying, as a 4-year-old boy, he trusted Christ as Savior, but over a period of time, drifted apart from Christ, although Christ never gave up on him. Wonder if there's somebody here tonight, and you can remember better days in the Christian life, when you used to walk well with the Lord, but you've been hindered, and you've got into bypass meadow, and you're finding it very hard to get back. Well, you can come tonight if you will just turn from your sin. Repentance is to leave the sins I loved before, and to show that I in earnest grieve by doing so no more. Will you do an about turn? Give yourself afresh to Christ tonight. Remember from whence you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Get back into fellowship with the Lord again, and look for ways of how you may serve him, and serve him acceptably and effectively. May God grant that you will.